Jennifer Parker Real. Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. Parker Real, R-I-A-L. Date of birth is 4/26/1973. This is for date of service 4/20/2022. Mrs. Parker Real is a 48-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a history of Addison's disease. She was recently diagnosed in January of 2022. This was diagnosed during her hospital admission, where they did a stimulation, cosentropin stimulation test. She has a complicated past medical history, including CHF, pneumonia, anemia, DVTs, pulmonary embolism, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, fibromyalgia, asthma, and migraine headaches. The patient has a long-standing history of hypotension, hypernatremia, and hyperkalemia. Correction, hypotension, hypernatremia, and hypokalemia. She denies any history of autoimmune disease in her family. She is currently on hydrocortisone, 10 milligrams twice a day. She also has a history of a multinodular voider with a small dominant nodule on the left measuring 6 millimeters. She reports cardiac palpitations, dry skin, fatigue, weight changes, mood swings, hair loss, and some compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She reports that she remains flushed in her face, as well as tan skin. She reports extreme fatigue, dry skin, and discoloration on her skin as well. She also has type 2 diabetes and takes Lantus 60 units once daily, Farxiga 10 milligrams once daily, and metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, and Novolog 10 units with meals. The patient admits to skipping her insulin therapy many times. Plan number one for her adrenal insufficiency, which is consistent with Addison's disease. The patient had a cosentropin stimulation test, which she failed, with her cortisol level being 0.9 at baseline, and cortisol at 30 minutes later was 1.0, and at 60 minutes later it was 0.9. The patient failed the cosentropin stimulation test. As a result, she was placed on hydrocortisone, and I will recommend starting 10 milligrams in the morning and 7.5 milligrams in the evening. I will also check an aldosterone level to see if we need to start fludrocortisone on this patient. We will also check the ACTH level to check the pituitary axis as well. Next number for her vitamin B12 deficiency. Her current level is 283. Recommend vitamin B12 supplementation. Next number for her type 2 diabetes. I will simplify her diabetic regimen and place her on Synjardy XR 10/1000 milligrams once daily, Lantus 30 units once daily, and Novolog 10 units with meals. We will hold the plain metformin and hold the plain Farxiga. Next number for her history of DVTs and currently a pulmonary embolism. She is on anticoagulation therapy. Next number for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Beltry. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.